Oh, it's been fun. Today was a lot of fun. I feel like I burned some calories and had a little fun and definitely broke a sweat and tried to get better.
So from the Seattle game to the Bears game, you had to feel like you showed a lot of improvement and things like that. How comfortable are you right now?
You know, I feel very confident. You know, I felt confident in both games being out there. I think things clicked for me a little bit last game. It just, you know, started to feel like real football again. And, you know, let's face it, it's been a while since I played football, you know, real football. So it was fun. The guys around me played really well, and that helped a lot. So they made it easier for me. And now it's about getting better and getting ready for this game coming up.
Tom, I remember a couple weeks ago asking that you didn't know if you were going to play at all in the preseason. How weird has this last 2 weeks been with, you know, guys going down and all of a sudden you're the man?
Yeah, it's been a different thing. You know, this is my first year in the NFL, so I don't know how it works. So I'm just trying to adapt as fast as possible, you know, do the best I can for this team and ultimately try to help us win. And I think if I just keep doing my job, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
What's the most difficult part of just going in and it's game speed? And what do you feel? Is there any area you feel that it's not really comfortable and you want to find out if you can do it?
No, I mean, I feel really confident, to be honest with you. It's still football. I mean, the guys are a whole lot better around me on defense and on offense. So, you know, it's definitely a different in game. But, you know, with the film study and the coaching I've been getting, I feel good. And, you know, I just have to keep building on that, try to get better and better and see where the rest of it goes.
Are you here extra hours this week?
Definitely. I mean, as a starting quarterback, I mean, it actually sounds crazy to say a starting quarterback now, but I'm starting on Thursday, and, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be put in to be the guy. And, you know, while the other guys are not here, I'm going to act like I'm the starter. I'm not going to look back and until someone tells me I'm not playing anymore.
How long will you play, Tom?
What's that?
How long will you play?
I have no idea how long I'm going to play. I'm going to play until they tell me to come off the field and try to do the best I can.
Have you... I mean, with the uncertainty of the injuries and the length that Kyle and Chris could be out, I mean, has it entered in your mind about the opening day scenario at all? Or?
You know, I mean, a lot of those thoughts can go into your head, but I'm trying to really think about one day at a time. And if I can get better every single day, the rest of the stuff that I can't control will take care of itself. And if I just get better and better, then, you know, I'm trying to make this team, you know, ultimately, let's face it, we haven't even made final cuts. So I'm trying to do whatever I can to make the team and help this team get better. And it just so happens that I'm playing a lot on Thursday. So, you know, we're going to try to get our first win and really look better than we have last week.
Have Kyle and Chris indicated to you they think they're going to be ready by opening day?
I really have no idea. Those guys are doing their treatment and stuff like that, so I don't talk to them. I'm really focused on myself, and, you know, when they're ready, they'll be back. And until then, I have no idea.
Tom, could you talk about the difference in your thoughts? Just the first game against Seattle, where it looked like the game might have been going 300 miles an hour for you, and then this last game.
You know, something clicked. I felt so much better after. I don't know when it was, but at some point I felt like, okay, I really belong out here. I can do it. And there wasn't that nervous second guess anymore. I was feeling really good, and, you know, hopefully I can continue to feel that and get better and better. And like I keep saying, I want to help this team win. We're 0-3 in preseason, even though that doesn't mean anything. But to me, as a competitor, I want to help win a game, and I'm gonna work like that.
How about that first game in Seattle? What was it? Looked like it was moving pretty fast for you.
I mean, things happen quickly. You know, I got a few times where guys hit me and stuff like that. So it definitely looked like, geez, this is like, you know, like every week. So it was a learning experience, and I'm glad I got that out of the way. And it was a good transition to start like that, and then get better and better the next week.
Did the fact that you knew going into a game that you were going to be playing, and then the additional preparation and practice, how much did that make a difference for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried to analyze it myself, and I have no idea. I'm still like in the clouds, trying to get better every day and worry about the things that that I know I can control. You know, try to get better, study my plays and study the opponent, and the other stuff hasn't really gotten to my head yet.
What's harder, Tom, calculus or this offense?
Depends. I think it's the fact that this offense you're playing against 11 great guys on defense. So, when calculus, you can take your time as much as you want to do the answer.